following is a remastered version of the Pulse Gamecast, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Pulse Gamecast. I'm your host, Gradle. Running solo tonight, real life got in the way for Jay. He'll be joining us next week. Today's record date is April the 1st, 2014. This is episode 19, as we do with every episode. I'll start by just letting you know what I've been doing in-game. For me, I've been playing a little bit of Mass Effect 3, which I said on the last episode. Continued on with that. For some reason, I got a wild hair, I guess, and I downloaded Mass Effect 1, and I've been giving that another go. I've played Mass Effect 1 before, up until, and I'm trying to remember how far I got. I remember dealing with the Arachnite Queen and fighting Benezia, Liara's mother. I don't remember how much further I got past that. And that may have been about it. But, like I said, for some reason, just deciding to give it another go. We'll see how it goes. Let's see. Also, this past weekend, Saturday, was my real-life tabletop D&D game. We are still playing, of course, Savage Tide. You know, the big event, or big campaign that was put out apart each month in an issue of Dragon, actually, I believe, not Dungeon, but Dragon, years ago, and it's kind of a, not really a landmark per se, but we had our first party death in, I guess, a few months now, so John's weird cloister cleric, some kind of weird thing that gets knowledge of every monster and gains a bonus to attack, bit the dust, so first party kill, I'm sure it will not be the last. The main thing gaming-wise that I've been doing is Elder Scrolls Online. If you digitally pre-ordered the game, whether you got the Standard or the Imperial Edition, you were granted the five-day early access, which began on Sunday. My wife picked this up for me for my birthday present, so it was very nice of her. So I've been playing. I am playing, of course, it's all one server, Xbox, PlayStation, and PC. But we are playing under the Daggerfall. I can't remember the full name of it, the Daggerfall Union or whatever it is. But I am playing an Imperial Sorcerer. Currently, I just have the Destruction Staff, so I'm ice and Sorcerer skill based. I'm on the lookout for a resto staff. I really want to play a healer, so that's the thought process on that. So we'll see how it goes. But so far, now honestly, I've only played, according to Raptor, I think like an hour, maybe two. And I've talked on previous shows about how I could not get into Skyrim. I just couldn't do it. But with ESO, I'm having a great time. I, of course, did the tutorial. I made it to the starting area, which is, for the Daggerfall folks, it's called Galumbra or something like that. So far, I haven't left town. In an hour or two, I have not left town. There's tons of stuff to do. I haven't finished, for lack of a better phrase, the class quest, the storyline quest. I haven't taken me out of town yet. I'm finding a couple missions popping up in town. I've been working on those. Primarily, what I've been doing is running around and looting every container I can find. Yeah, you know, I've gotten some good stuff, like some lockpicks. Primarily, this seems to be the way to get provisioning mats. Provisioning being the trade skill that allows you to brew and to cook. Now, I haven't done any cooking yet, but I have found actually about 6 or 7 brewing recipes this way, just by looting baskets and crates and things like that. Various wines and ales, teas, all of which, you know, of course, do various things, whether it increases your out of combat magicka replenishment or your stamina or your health, and of course just some other things like that. So far I am enjoying it, and this coming from someone, like I said, who just could not get into Skyrim. Now with everyone being on one server, a lot of people are thinking, oh, it's gonna be so crowded, da 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 da. I'm not seeing that yet. Now granted, it's still the pre-order launch. I'm not sure what it's gonna be like April 4th, which will be Friday, I think, Friday. Now when the game goes live, I'm sure it'll be a different story. We'll see. It might be crazy. And granted, if you're hanging around the beginning town on launch day, of course it's gonna be crazy. But after that, hey, the world is your oyster, literally. Sandbox game, go out and do it. So we'll see how it goes, but like I said, I am enjoying it. Let's see, let's move on to news. Yesterday, March 31st, Sony Online Entertainment officially closed down Free Realms and Clone Wars. Now this is something that we have talked about before. Everyone knew it was coming. Now Jay, at one point when his son was younger, I think they sat in and played some Free Realms, and he said his kid loved it. And I guess they just can't compete with things like Wizard 101, and now I think there's even a Pirates 101. It's all the free-to-play kid-based MMO. Real simple mechanics, and just to get the kids introduced to gaming. And games come and go, but that was the end of that. So if you were a huge Free Realms player, it's over, and I don't know. I'm sorry, I don't know what to tell you. Moving on, Champions Online. And two episodes ago when Jay was solo hosting, he was kind of busting my nuts on this one. I don't know why it was, but he did. I was playing Champions Online a little bit. Champions Online is having an in-game event right now, which goes through April, I believe it was 11th. It's an in-game convention. It's kind of a cosplay Comic Con type deal. It's primarily, well, it is focused around an in-game villain named Fox Bat. Now, in the Champion Lines universe, Fox Bat, I believe, was a TV show from the 60s. And, let's harken back to the Adam West Batman. Except Fox Bat was a villain, of course, not a hero. So, they are having Fox Bat Con. Now, as I said, it is an in-game event. It's in the primary city of Champions Online, which, for the life of me, I cannot remember the name of it. Capital City or something like that. But you can go. There are cosplayers. There are vendors. Also, as you defeat villains in the game, you get a chance to pick up a swag bag. Swag, stuff we all get. Very famous convention stuff to walk out of there with your huge bag of stuff. But the villains will have a chance to drop bags, which will give you pets, costume pieces. I'm sure there's probably some kind of consumable, or maybe even a temporary costume effect or something like that. But you can go, you can interact with the vendors. Like I said, there are people cosplaying as in-game NPCs cosplaying as Fox Bat. If it's your thing, check it out. Let's move on. Alien Isolation. The game coming out soon. Not too soon. But they did give an official release date. This will be October 7th of this year. What's neat about this game is you play in... Oh my gosh, I just totally forgot her name. It's Lisa or Heather Ripley. I can't remember. But it's Ellen Ripley's daughter. It's Sigourney Weaver's daughter. So what the game is 2 weeks, I believe it is. 2 weeks. No, is that right? No, that's not right. Is that right? Maybe it is. Sometime very soon after the events of Aliens, the movie, she leads an expedition back to Hadley's Hope to look for Ripley. Now, I'm not quite sure where this is going to fall in the line, because technically, in Aliens, if you watch the director's cut, I believe her daughter has died. So I'm not quite sure where this falls in. Maybe, I imagine it's probably more like she leads an expedition back to LV-426. You know, I'm not sure. I've got to read up on the lore of that. But anyways, that's who you play, is Ripley's daughter. Now, I highly suggest checking out YouTube and watching the videos of this game. It's freaking terrifying. It is scary as crap. Just think back to the first movie, Alien. Dark, quiet. Now, of course, in Aliens, you have the Marines, you have the M41 pulse rifle, and they're just aliens coming out of everywhere. They're gunning them down left and right. In Alien Isolation, you are alone. And it is, you know, kind of harkening back to the early days of survival horror, in that it's essentially you, I believe. Honestly, I don't even know if you start off with the motion tracker. And you fans of Aliens, you know what I'm talking about. But you have to find your weapons as you go through the outpost. So there is, you know, you will start off weaponless, and there is a drone, an alien drone, somewhere. Now, here's what they say about the game, is you have to give the alien the respect it's due. You know, Aliens, like I said, kind of spoils us. Get some, gun them down. They just, you know, blasting them left and right. That's not the case. They said it is very real and very possible that you're going to die a lot, because the alien isn't trying to hide from you. It's hunting you. It's tracking you down. So as you're moving through the compound, trying to do your various missions and quests and whatever, this thing is tracking you. I don't know if it's going to automatically attack on sight. I think they said it will even watch you from a vantage point and learn what it can about you before it moves in for the kill, to determine your weaknesses, your strengths, to see what you can do. Like I said, the videos are freaking terrifying. It's scary as crap. Like I said, the original, going back to the early days of survival horror, if you remember, you know, if you guys ever played the first Resident Evil on PlayStation, man, that was scary as crap. You know, looking back at it, oh sure, the graphics are horrible. But going through that mansion with three bullets, you know, or if you were Chris, if you started off as Chris with just a knife, oh my God, that's terrifying. And those, you never know what's going to come around the corner. You never know what door you're going to open, and blah, 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 blah. And it's freaking terrifying. Good, you know, my patented sound effects there. But I'm excited for it. I'm sure my wife is not excited for it, because if my yelling and screaming like a little girl while playing the various Dead Spaces game or any indication, then I know she's gonna be mad. Let's see, Titanfall players, they are cracking down on you guys if you're a cheater. So Titanfall, the devs are running, Respawn devs are running, I believe it, they called it Fair Fight or Fair Game, some kind of server-based software that runs and looks for hacks. You know, we all hear about the Call of Duty horror stories, aimbots, and I don't know how you would do this if it's not a player hosted server, but also the lag bots, where they lag the server for everyone but them, things like that. Here's what Respawn is going to do to you guys if you use these things, if you're caught using them, which you probably will be. You are not, and I said, you are not going to be banned from Titanfall if you are caught cheating, using hacks, whatever. You are not. What you will be, however, is moved to your own server. You will be able to log in. you will be able to play the campaign mode. But for online, which, now I don't play Titanfall, but if it's anything like the various other online shooters out there, that's the real reason you play, of course, is the online. You will be moved to a server with nothing but other cheaters. Other people who have been busted by the Fair Game, Fair Fight software. And that's the only people you'll be able to play with. Can you imagine that? Now, I believe Titanfall is 6 versus 6 real players with 6 versus 6 of bots. And, you know, AI-controlled NPC people. 6 versus 6 aimbots. What would be the freaking fun in that? It's going to be just who can get the closest and kick their aimbot in and take you down. That's what it's all... You know, as I heard on MMO Reporter the other day, it's going to be who bought the better aimbot. That's all it's going to be. That's all the game will be. Who bought the better aimbot? It's not worth it, guys. If you're into that stuff, watch out. Respawn devs are looking for you. All right, Rocksteady, Batman Arkham Knight. Now, we've talked about this before. Batman Arkham Knight is back in Rocksteady's hands, the company that did Arkham Asylum and Arkham City. Rocksteady is back in their hands. However, Batman Arkham Knight will be Rocksteady's final interaction and development with the Batman IP. I'm bummed to hear that, but, you know, this will be their third Batman game they've done. I understand they don't want to be known as the Batman company. I can understand that. I'm sure they have some other stuff sitting on the back burner that they're really excited to jump into. But like I said, I am kind of bummed and kind of disappointed when I think Batman games, you know, Arkham games, I think Rocksteady. I don't think WB games, even though Arkham Origins was a great game and still is, because you know, now that it's April this month, the 22nd, we have the Cold Cold Heart DLC coming out. So, but Rocksteady, it's sad. I'm going to miss it. But yeah, that's what it is. Also, I just talked about the MMO Reporter podcast. I want to talk just for a second about the ESO Reporter podcast, the Elder Scrolls Online Reporter. Now, the only reason I'm talking about this is because here at Holosuite Media, we do not have an Elder Scrolls Online podcast, so I don't feel so bad kind of pumping up, you know, some other guys who really aren't our competition, but I do like them. Now, Elder Scrolls Online, it's three people. It's Sven, Janara, and a guy, man, I cannot remember this guy's name, even though I really like him. It's Pepito or Pepito. Anyways, Sven is in Greenland, and Jen and Pep are in Britain. But they're big fans of the Elder Scrolls as a whole, as a franchise. They have a great chemistry. They've been playing other MMOs for years now. You know, listening to the shows, they'll talk about WoW, their time in WoW. They'll talk about SWTOR. They'll talk about LOTRO. They've got some great chemistry. They're very informative, very entertaining. If you're looking for a good ESO podcast, and if here at HollowSweetMedia.com, if we don't begin one, check out ESO Reporter. I like them a lot. They're a good group of people. You know, just tell them great, I'll send you that way. All right, that'll finish us up for news. We're going to move on to geeky stuff. And I only have one little bit of news at the moment. Well, hopefully something else will pop up for next week's show. But there again, something else I've talked about is Shadowrun Crossfire. Now, this is the game I talked about a few episodes ago. That's a card game. And what you do is you buy... Let me back that up. I don't know if you will buy decks or if you'll buy like a living card game with where everything comes in the base set. But each player, it's a cooperative board game. Each player will play a iconic Shadowrun deck. For instance, you know, someone will be the Straight Sam, someone will be the Mage, someone will be the Shaman, things like that. This is also where, if you remember, I talked about it. At some point in the game, I of course don't know what triggers it, but your Johnson, your Mr. Johnson, who sets up your Shadow Runs, screws you over, and you then have to, you know, fight your way out of the ambush, you know, deal with all that. The news about Shadowrun Crossfire is they've announced today that the cards are at the printers. Hooray! We've been waiting on this for a long time. They had some demo packs, and they premiered the game, I believe it was at PAX East or PAX Prime last year. I don't remember, and I think they said they also had a little demo at Gen Con, in the Gen Con last year. So this is great. Now, you can go to ShadowrunTabletop.com, look up the article. They're estimating that, of course, there's going to be, you know, no, I don't like that, let's reprint it. No, we're going to change it, da da da. They're estimating somewhere in the neighborhood of July to September when the game will actually hit stores and we'll be able to play. They're also printing at the moment, along with the base game, the first expansion pack, which is characters. It's 20 cards, I believe they said, of characters you can play. So I'm sure it'll be like specialized, not just your iconic, for instance, dwarf decker, or your iconic elf mage. You know, maybe it'll be a troll mage, or maybe it'll be a orc decker, things like that. But what makes me think it's going to be kind of a living card game is that they've said the expansion pack, the 20 characters, will be $14.99. Now, this is what Rise of the Rune Lords does, and I talked about this on a previous show as well. With the expansion packs, you have the base game, and you buy the expansion packs, which are more characters, weapons, scenarios, things like that. And those are like $14 as well, and it's about the same card count, maybe a few more. But I can't wait to pick this up. I love Shadowrun. This is going to be a way to sit down, you know, maybe if you can't find a full-blown pen and paper tabletop game, I'm sure you can probably find a couple people to play the living card game with you and get your Shadowrun fixed that way. Well, I totally forgot to put it in the show notes while I'm thinking about it. Today, I believe October 1st, I'm looking at my notes. April 1st, I believe Shadowrun Online launched on Steam. If you pre-ordered or if you Kickstartered, was that today? Man, I honestly forgot to look because I didn't put it in the notes. So they redid Shadowrun Returns, which is the upgraded, Super Nintendo and Sega Genesis Shadowrun game. New graphics, new interface. It essentially plays the same. Think of XCOM, squad-based, turn-based. Well, Shadowrun Online is the game, but online. So you will team up with other players, and you'll run through the various scenarios. Totally forgot to put that in the notes. Forgot to research it a little better. My bad. I'll try and find some information out for next week's show. Well, guys, like I said, since Jay's not here, I don't have his input or back and forth and whatnot. But we're going to wrap it up at this point. Thanks for tuning in. You can find me on Raptor, Steam, and the PlayStation Network under Teletech 77062. You can email us at thepulsegamecast@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at PulseGamecast. Blacklace will have all that information on the outro as we close up the show. Thanks again for listening, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks for tuning in to tonight's broadcast of the Pulse Gamecast, a production of Holosuite Media. Join us next week at Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And be sure to check holosuitemedia.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Satellite Radio for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at the Pulse Gamecast. Or if you have any questions or comments, please send an email to thepulsegamecast@gmail.com.